Hello and welcome. You are tuned in to the Money Control podcast series FutureWise, where we bring you the latest and upcoming trends in education and career. I'm your host, M. Saraswati, and today we have with us a very special guest, Mr. Sunil Goel, Managing Director at executive search firm Global Hunt. Now, with the coronavirus cases coming down, companies have started asking employees to come back to office for physical workplace workdays. This is after 15 months of work from home. But will there be any hesitancy, and what are some of the points that employers and employees need to keep in mind? Let us hear from Mr. Goel. Hello, Mr. Sunil Goel. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you, Saraswati. Thank you so much.
So first of all, you know, large companies have announced that they are getting their workforce back to office. Would you think that there would be some sort of an initial hesitancy considering that, you know, we've worked for more than 1 year from home?
Yeah, I think there is a comfort to the people, and a lot of people, you know, and the organizations have also claimed, you know, that they've become more productive, and it's a convenience for the people to operate. So definitely, like, once if they have to come to the office, there'll be some resistance and all the preference to work from home, and people still would like to have flexibility from their organizations. So if they can maximum time, out of 5 days, they can operate at least 3 days or 4 days from home, and 1 or 2 days they can come to office.
But so you think that some sort of a work from home will still remain?
Yes, I think the new trend which has, you know, got emerged because of this pandemic, and it's more than 1.5 years, a lot of organizations, including the banking institutions where the data pointers and other things used to be very, very sensitive, I think they could make their technology infrastructures and, you know, like training perspective go well. So I think working from remote, either from home or from there any locations, I think that's very much possible now. It has been observed by the employer and employees both that people can still be productive working from remote. They don't need actually a physical presence or physical serverless, right, to execute certain amount of job. Mm-hmm. But yes, it cannot be 100% work from home. The reason behind is that because people are in current situations are also working from their, you know, hometown, tier 2 cities, tier 3 cities, where you always have a problems of connectivity, sometimes power, you have network issues, and all those kind of things also, you know, brings the interruptions in the business flow. That's the one area which is very, very important companies are looking at. So even work from home, they're allowing that you live in the same city and then you can do a flexible work, you know, work in office. That's what the trends are going to follow for some time.
Okay. But say for someone, you know, since you mentioned banking, of course, say someone who works in the branches where they can't work from home, would you think that some sort of flexi benefits could be, you know, made part of their compensation then?
Yes, I think the jobs are going to be clearly bifurcated now. The jobs which can be done remotely and jobs which cannot be done remotely, right? Mm-hmm. So the jobs will have this clear two kind of segregation. The jobs which cannot be done remotely will have definitely some sort of a premium, including their, you know, like maybe paying something on a travel allowances or, you know, like giving some extra benefits to take an, you know, a whole of our exercise to come to the branch or office or location. Mm. So that segregation is definitely going to go. And from an organization perspective, organizations are also going to get a flexibilities to hire the people, the jobs which can be easily done from the remote, where they get a flexibility of geography, which is not restrained from their office location. Because what we have seen in the past, that even the same city, companies had a no-hire zone, because that was taking 1.5-2 hours for an employee to travel from their home place to the office. And that was taking a whole lot of energy for them to travel. So those were the factors. I think this situation, this new environment has given a lot of flexibilities. To start with, a lot of companies are saying that you come for 2 days to office, Monday and Friday, and mid of the 3 days, you can work from home. And the primary reason is that, one, they want to make sure that their employees are not doing any dual work. They're not dual employed. They're not doing any freelancing. They're focused on their role, specific their employer. And the second, if they're in the same city, then only they can accommodate to come 2 days to the office, right? So it's more to realign their, you know, even the work from home processes. Mm-hmm. Where the systems, like their equipment, the laptops, the connectivities, whatever the companies are giving, those all can be rechecked regularly by their, you know, IT support or technology departments, and can be brought into the information security system, surveillance. Mm-hmm. Those are the areas I think is very, very important for a company and the employees to look at.
Okay. But again, you know, some companies have also seem to have given some deadlines of getting vaccinated. This is at a time when, you know, there is still some sort of vaccine hesitancy in India. Would you think, you know, something like mandatory vaccination be the right step?
I think mandatory vaccination is the first step for any employer that you are going to call their people to the office, because without vaccination, if you are calling them, you are not only risking them, you are risking their family, you are risking their neighbors, you are risking their anyone, you know, likelihood to come in touch with them. So a vaccination is the first step. Any individual which is not vaccinated should not be allowed to come wherever they, you know, like people are going to work together or assemble together and, you know, and so and so. So that's going to be the first, like you have education passing certificates to get into something. So I think vaccination is the first thing for any employer to check for their employees to when they're calling them for a work from home. And it will be made in, you know, mandatory for every employee to submit their vaccinations, I think, certificates after a certain time, because companies may not allow, you know, any individuals who is working for their companies to be not vaccinated, and they bring the risk for themselves and their other peer colleagues, I think. So that's going to be very, very mandatory. And I think, you know, now in my personal opinion, people shouldn't be doubting the vaccinations, you know, like capabilities in the area. The whole world is following that as a human. So I think it's good to go ahead and be vaccinated and at least protect yourself 70-80% from this virus and infection. At least it saves your life to a large extent. So I think that should be accepted.
Just one last question from my side, Mr. Goyal. You know, of course, the second wave is kind of receding and cases are coming down. But again, on the other hand, we also have talks of the third wave coming in. So should employers still, you know, be fully prepared for this upcoming third wave, whether or not it comes?
I think the, you know, prevention helps, you know, like you to, you know, a far better situation than you're fearing once it has been spread, right? So from an employee and employer, both the point of view, and that's where we have seen at the same time where the employers are calling their employees to the office or their own people to the office, many of the organizations say that, okay, still let's be on wait and watch situation. But what has been faced by the employer when I talk to a lot of companies, that initially it was a lot of productivity from the people coming up, right? And now that is slowly, gradually getting, you know, like reduced or getting deteriorated. People focus because people have started traveling, you know, and coming to one place and other places. So I think focus is getting off, right? And also the second risk what they have been facing, they suspect that some of their resources are engaged in, you know, dual employment or some additional freelance work and so and so. So those are the areas which is, I think, maybe troubling, you know, to many of the employers at a larger extent. And that's one of the prime focus to maintain the productivity and do that. So the flexibility will still continue. It's not going to be all days working from office for the next couple of years, I see. But despite the flexibility, the company will try to control, you know, like their mechanism in such way that these external factors which are impacting the productivity of the employee or they're getting distracted, you know, can be still controlled. That's the whole area.
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Goyal. Yeah. Thanks a lot for your insight.
Thank you, Sarkati. Thank you so much.
With that, it's a wrap on today's episode of Future Wise. I'm sure you listeners have gained a lot of valuable insights from this conversation. If you have any comments to offer or want us to cover any topic, please write to us on mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and other updates, stay logged on to moneycontrol.com. Thanks for listening.